طيب، بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وباء. I want to apologize for going over time today in the first class. Just got a little carried away. We took a lot of your time, but today we have a short lesson, which is really it's a review lesson, review of the last three lessons, particularly lesson 10, 11, and 12. So today, inshallah, this is our 24th session, book number 2. We're going to be doing lesson 13. And lesson 13 really is a review, as I said, of the past three lessons. In lesson number 10, lesson number 12, and lesson number 13, we dealt with a number of different things, but the most important of which is the conjugation of the mudari verb. How does the mudari verb work? And we've been saying for the last couple of classes that there are a number of points that you have to pay attention to. And in this lesson, we want to review some of those points. We'll read the key, and we'll go through the lesson completely today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But before we do that, I just want to go over with you a couple of points. Number one, the first thing in the mudari, as opposed to the madi, we said that the mudari verb form, it has a prefix in the beginning of it. And if we're talking about the first person, okay, the speaker, ana or nahnu, then the mudari verb should begin with hamza, or should begin with noon. Okay, the first person singular begins with hamza, like you say, ana azhabu. Ana azhabu. If it's first person plural, it should begin with noon. You say nahnu nadhhabu. Nahnu nadhhabu. If we're talking about second person, the second person should begin with ta. Okay, anta tadhhabu. Antum tadhhabuna. Anti tadhhabina. Antunna tadhhabna. All of these begin with ta. So the second person always begins with ta. And the third person should begin with ya. The third person should begin with ya, with the exception of the third person feminine singular hiya, which has the same form as second person. These two are the same form of the verb. Anta tadhhabu and hiya tadhhabu. Otherwise, the third person should be with ya. So you say huwa yadhhabu, hum yadhhabuna, hunna yadhhabna. And the exception to this is here tadhhabu. It's with ta. Ta is normally for the second person, except if you're speaking about a female, third person, feminine, singular. Here, the prefix for the mudari verb in this case is ta, which is normally for the second person. So, one of the things that you should try to keep in your mind, I don't know, is this thing on? Yeah. One of the things that I want you to try to keep in your mind with the mudari verb, whenever you see ya, you know that's third person. Whenever you see ta, know that that's second person. If you see hamza, that's first person, singular. If you see noon, that's first person, plural. So look at the verb. And when you use the verb, make sure if you're talking about second person, use ta. If you're talking about third person, use ya. Okay, otherwise, if you don't pay attention to this, you'll mix up the verbs. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing that we need to know about the mudari verb, besides the prefix in the beginning of it, and what it represents, first person, second person, or third person, we also should be paying attention to the fa'il. And the mudari verb, of these 10 forms, we're not talking about the dual, right? We haven't talked about dual yet. But in these 10 forms, the normal 10 forms of the verb other than the dual, we said that the fa'il in 5 of them is a damir mustatir. Is a damir mustatir. For example, in this case, okay, in this verb form, is there fa'il or is it damir mustatir? Huh? Damir mustatir. Taqdiruhu, what do we understand it to be? The damir mustatir is ana. And the same thing with this form here. Anta tadhhabu. The fa'il is damir mustatir. Taqdiruhu anta. And the same thing with this form here. Huwa yadhhabu. The fa'il is damir mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa. And this one here, تذهب the فاعل is ضمير مستتر تقديره هي. So in these four forms and this one, first person plural, these five forms of the verb, the فاعل is a ضمير مستتر. In this case, نحن نذهب, the فاعل, subject, doer of the action, the one who's doing the action in this verb. If you say نذهب, we understand that the فاعل is who? ضمير مستتر تقديره نحن. So in five forms of the مضارع verb, the فاعل is a ضمير مستتر. In the other five forms, three of them, the فاعل is seen in the verb itself. And two of them, well, let's look at these here first. أنتم تذهبون. تذهبون, the واو, الجماعة, is the فاعل. And in هم يذهبون, the واو here is واو الجماعة. And that's the فاعل. And in this one here, أنتِ تذهبين. The يا نعم. The يا المخاطبة, the one who you are addressing directly, feminine, is the فاعل. So in these three, we see the فاعل. And then we have also, for the two feminine plurals, أنتن and هن. In these forms, we see also the فاعل is the نون and نسوة. In أنتن تذهبن and هن يذهبن. So the فاعل in the plurals, except the first person plural, the فاعل, if it's masculine, it's واو الجماعة. If it's feminine, it's نون and نسوة. واو الجماعة and نون and نسوة. Alright, so this is how we want to, when we look at the verb, we want to know, do we see the فاعل or is it a ضمير, hidden ضمير, مستطير. Okay, so in some of them we'll see the فاعل, in the plurals especially. And in the singulars, mostly they are ضمير مستطير. Except for أنتِ تذهبين, يا المخاطبة. Okay, so the rest of them we're seeing ضمير مستطير in five of them, and we're seeing the فاعل in five of them. And also, the third thing, one more matter. Okay, besides the فاعل, whether it is visible or if it is the ضمير مستطير, the third matter in reference to the مضاري verbs that you have to pay attention to is how do you know that when it is مرفون. We said that the مضاري verb, it can be مرفون, can be منصوب, and it can be مجزوم. Okay, so what we're dealing with in these lessons is only when we see the verb in its normal form, when it's مرفون. That's the normal form. Originally, nouns are مرفون. Originally, the مضاري verb, we say that it is مرفون. The sign that is مرفون also varies. Okay? For example, in أنا أذهب, this ضمة is the sign that is مرفون. And in أنت تذهب, this ضمة is the sign that is مرفون. هو يذهب. And هي تذهب. And نحن نذهب. So the sign that is مرفون in five of these verbs, okay, is the ضمة that you see on the end of the verb. The other verbs, the sign that is مرفون, three of them, is the placement, يعني, of the نون at the end of the verb. ثبوت النون. Okay, so these verbs that had this نون at the end, here, this one, one, and this one, two, and this one, three. These three, if you see the noon there, تذهبون, يذهبون, تذهبين, if you see the noon there, that means it's مرفون. So we say the sign that is مرفون is ثبوت النون. If the noon is taken away, that's because it's no longer مرفون. That means it's منصوب or مجزوم. They call it حذف, to delete something. حذف النون. If the noon is there, it's called ثبوت النون. Whenever you see the noon, that means it's مرفون. If the noon is removed from these three forms of the verb, anti tadhhabina, or antum tadhhabuna, or hum yadhhabuna, if the noon is removed, that means it's not marfoon. So the sign that is marfoon is not dhamma, rather it is thubut and noon. And the last two are these two feminine plurals. This sukoon here and here, in tadhhabna and yadhhabna, this sukoon means that it is mabniyun. Mabniyun. We don't say it's marfoon, we say it's mabniyun ala sukoon. Alright? So, there are three matters here in reference to the i'rab of the mudari verb. Okay? We either say that it is marfoon, wa alamatu raf'ihi, the sign that is marfoon, is dhamma. Or we say it's marfoon, wa alamatu raf'ihi, thubut an-noon. That it's marfoon, the sign that is marfoon, is the presence of the noon. And in the last two forms of the verb, we say that they are mabniyun. Okay, so you say, antunna tadhhabna. It's mabniyun ala sukoon. And the noon at the end is noon and niswa, the fa'il, indicating feminine plurality. And hunna yadhhabna. Yadhhabna, mabniyun ala sukoon. The noon at the end is noon and niswa, the sign of feminine plurality. So these are three matters that we need to pay attention to and that we should recognize and know about the mudari verb. If we know these things, alhamdulillah, khalas, the mudari verb is good. You just need to practice with it and try to drill yourself with different forms of the verb. Inshallah, as we go through the exercise today, we'll see, we have some drills dealing with the verbs and some exchange of different types of verbs. And then we'll do some other drills that's maybe outside of the book, inshallah. Okay, so first thing we're going to do after this is we're going to look at the key to lesson 13. Look at the English key in the back of the book, lesson 13. On page 44, the English key in the back of the book. It's very brief. It's not much said here. And basically, we have already covered what's in here. But in any case, we'll go through it. It says, lesson 13. This is a revision lesson and a review explaining the isnad of the mudari to all the pronouns except the pronouns of the dual. Meaning, isnad of the mudari means connecting the verb, for example, the verb ذهب, connecting it to the various pronouns. Yani first person, second person, third person, singular or plural, masculine or feminine. Isnad of the mudari means connecting it to the various pronouns, with the exception of what? The dual. The dual will come in the end of the book, inshallah. Alright? So this is basically what this is dealing with. It's dealing with the isnad of the mudari verb to the various pronouns except the duals. So there are some exercises in here connecting the pronouns to the mudari verb. For one verb, dhahaba, and then there's some other exercises dealing with different verbs showing the mudari. Before we do the exercises, and before we read the chart on the beginning of this lesson, I want to go to the Arabic text of the lesson on page 94 of the Arabic text of the lesson. I want to go to page 94. It says, exercise number 4. تَأَمَّلْ مَا يَلِي. Page 94. A couple of pages after the beginning of the lesson. It's exercise number 4. It says, تَأَمَّلْ مَا يَلِي. What does that mean? Ponder, reflect upon what follows. Okay, what they're doing here is they're showing you the makeup of the mudari verb. The makeup of the mudari verb. Number one, they're showing you the harf al-mudari. What do we mean by harf al-mudari? We mean the letter. That's the prefix in the beginning of the verb that indicates that it's mudari. And it tells us, is it first person, is it second person, or is it third person? Okay, it's called harf al-mudari. The harf that indicates that this verb is a mudari verb. And it tells us, is it the first person, or the second person, or third person? It also breaks down which part of that mudari verb is the actual fi'l. And then it tells us, where is the fa'il in the verb? And then it tells us the sign that it is marfu'un. So these are four things that we need to know. We need to know what's the harf mudari, what is the fi'il, what is the fa'il, the doer of the action, the subject, and what is the sign that that mudari verb is marfu'un. Four things. Okay, the verb, when you look at any mudari verb, you have to pick out which part of it is actually the verb, which part of it is the fa'il, which part of it is the harf mudari, and what indicates to us that it's marfu'un. These are the things that we already talked about. Okay? These are the things that we talked about before we looked at this. So now I want you to look at it, and we're going to go through it. What they said here. تَأَمَّلْ مَا يَلِي. They give us, the first form of the verb they give us is يَذْهَبُ. And يَذْهَبُ, if you look at it, the first thing you see is the ya, which is the harf al-mudariya. Al-mudariya. Huh? It's the harf of the mudariya. That it is a mudari verb. The second thing that's connected to it is the root of the verb itself, ذهب, which is the verb. The next thing that we want to look for is the فاعل. In this case, the فاعل is ضمير مستطير. In this case, where is the فاعل? It's ضمير مستطير, and we understand it to be what? هو يذهب. Alright? As far as the sign that is marfu'un, what is the sign that is marfu'un in this verb? يَذْهَبُ ضَمَّ. Okay, so this is, if you break down the mudari verb, you say what? يَذْهَبُ يَاز حَرَفْ الْمُضَارِيَ plus ذَهَبَ is the fi'l, and the fa'il is ضمير مستطير تَقْدِرُهُ هُوَ. The sign that is mudari, the sign that is marfu'un, alamatu rafihi, ضَمَّ. Okay? Okay, second form of the verb they give us, third person, masculine, plural. يَذْهَبُونَ. Ya is the harf al-mudariya. The fi'l is ذَهَبَ. Plus, the fa'il is waw, the waw al-jama'a. Waw al-jama'a means what? It's the waw that indicates masculine plurality. Feminine plurality is noon and niswa. Okay? Plus the noon at the end of the verb of يذهبون, the noon is alamatu الرَّفْعِ, alamatu الرَّفْ. The sign that it is marfu'un is what? ثُبُوتَ النُّون. Okay? After this, we go to the feminine. Third person, singular. تَذْهَبُ, يعني هي تَذْهَبُ. تَا is the حَرْفَ المُضَارِيَة. Plus ذَهَبَ is the فِعْل. Plus ضمير مستطير. What is the ضمير مستطير? تقديره هي. And what is the sign that is مرفون? علامة الرفع ضمة. Okay, third person, feminine, singular. Plural. يذهبنا. You have يا, which is the حرف المضارية. Plus ذهب is the فعل. Plus the فعل is what? نون النسوة. Noon and Niswa. What do we say about it being marfu'un in this case? يَذْهَبْنَا. Is it ثبوت النون? Is there noon there? مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى السُّكُونَ. That noon is not the noon of مُضَارِيَة. That noon is the فَائِل. Noon and Niswa. يَذْهَبْنَا. مَبْنِيٌ عَلَى السُّكُونَ. Okay, now we go to the third person. Third person. أَنْتَ تذهبوا. تذهبوا. تا is the حرف المضارية. Plus the فعل is ذهب. And the فعل is ضمير مستطير تقديره. أنت. Now we're in second person here. I'm sorry. Second person. Second person. Masculine. Singular. تذهبوا. Plural. تذهبون. تا is حرف المضارية. Plus ذهب is the فعل. The فعل is what? واو الجماعة. The noon is علامة الرف. علامة الرف. The sign that it is what? مرفوع. ثبوت النون is علامة رف. إن أنتم تذهبون. طيب. Second person. Feminine. Singular. تذهبين. تا is حرف المضارية plus ذهب is the فعل plus يا المخاطبة is what? Fa'il. The fa'il is ya. And the noon here is what? Alamat al-raf. The sign that it is marfu'un. Yani thubut al-noon. Feminine second person plural. Tadhhabna. Ta is harf al-mudari'a. Plus dhahaba is the fa'il. Plus noon is the fa'il. This noon is what? Noon al-niswa. And what about it being marfu'un? What do we say? It's mabniyun. It's not marfu'un. It's mabniyun ala sukoon. Noon is noon and niswa is the fa'il. Okay, then we go to the first person, singular. Adhabu. Hamza is harf al-mudariya. Plus dhahaba is the fa'il. And the fa'il is damir mustatir taqdiruhu ana. The sign that it is marfu'un is what? Dhamma. Dhamma is alamatu rafi. And the plural, first person, nadhabu, noon is harf al-mudariya, plus dhahaba is the fi'il, plus damir mustatir is the fa'il, and that damir mustatir taqdiruhu nahnu. Nahnu, naam. Okay, so this here, when we look at this, exercise number 4, really, it is for examination. For you to recognize the harf al-mudari'a. And for you to recognize what is the sign that the mudari verb when it is marfu'un. And also to know what is the fa'il in this verb. Is it a damir mustatir or do you see it? Is it noon and niswa? Is it waw al-jama'ah? Is it ya al-mukhataba? Okay, you need to recognize where is the fa'il. You need to recognize if it is marfu'un. What is the sign that it's marfu'un? And you need to know, is it this mudari verb? Is it first person, second person, or third person? Or if it is mabniyun instead of marfu'un? Naam, tadhhabina. Anti tadhhabina. That's ya al-mukhataba. That's the ya that indicates the feminine person who you're addressing directly, singular. Is it different than what? Is it different? No, it's not different, it's the same. Tadhhabina. Okay. No, here tadhhabina. Ta is the harf al-mudariya. Zahaba is the fi'il. Ya is the fa'il. Ya al-mukhataba is the fa'il. Plus noon is alamatul raf. Noon is alamatul raf, okay? Naam. Noon is alamatul raf. In tadhhabina, and tadhhabuna, and yadhhabuna. These three forms, the noon at the end, thubut and noon is alamatu al-raf'i. Yani, the sign that it is marfu'un. These three forms. In the rest of them, the dhamma is the sign that is marfu'un. And in the two feminine plurals, fahunna and antunna, the noon and niswa is the fa'il. And these verbs are mabniyun ala sukun. So basically, yani this is just for you to review and look at and try to understand the makeup of the mudari verb. Okay, so with that being said, we can look at the chart on page 1 of this lesson. Lesson number 13. We can look at the chart. And what we see here is also a breakdown of the mudari verb with its isnad to the various dhamair, to different types of pronouns, right? We have first person pronoun, second person pronoun, third person pronoun, fa'il. We have singular, we have plural, and so on. We have mudhakkar and mu'annath. So we want to look at this chart and see how it's broken down, and we want to understand it. And we want to understand also what is the terminology that's used for these things, okay? So for example, the first thing that we see is that on the top of the page we have ad-darsu al-thalitha ashara, right? That means lesson what? 13. On the top of the page, we see that this chart is divided into two main columns. Al-Mufradu and Al-Jam'u. So on one side, Al-Mufradu, we have what? Singulars. And on the other side, we have Al-Jam'u, which are the plurals. So we have the singular verb forms on one side, and on the other side, we have the plural verb forms. So if you ask for the Mufrad, if somebody asks for the Mufrad, you know they want the singular. If they ask for the Jam'u, then that means they want the plural. Then they have, going down, on the singular side, mufrad, we see on the singular side, we have written on the side of the page, sideways, right? We have al-ghaib, al-mukhatab, and al-mutakallim. Al-ghaib is the one who is absent, third person. Al-mukhatab is the one you are addressing, speaking to, the one who is being spoken to. If you said al-mukhatib, it means the speaker. Mukhatab means the one who's spoken to. Okay? So in this word, the difference in the vowel, mukhatib with kasra means the speaker. Mukhatab with fatha means the one who's spoken to. So pay attention to this vowel change. Alright? And then we have al-mutakallim. Al-mutakallim is the one who is speaker, the first person. The first person. Al-mutakallim with kasra. Okay? So ghaib means the third person. Al-mukhatab means the one who is being addressed. And second person. And al-mutakallim is the speaker, the first person. And then we also have the ghaib broken down into mudhakkar and mu'annath, masculine and feminine. And al-mukhatab broken down into mudhakkar, al-mudhakkar, al-mu'annath, masculine and feminine. And we have al-mutakallim, al-mudhakkar, al-mu'annath are really the same, right? It's no change. No difference for the first person, singular or plural. The mudhakkar and mu'annath are the same. But these are terminologies that we should know. Jam and mufrad, mudhakkar and mu'annath, mutakallam, mukhatab, and ghaib. So if any of these terms you don't know, you need to learn them. Okay? Tayyib. These verb forms, for this particular verb, we have done already. So we can skip this. I mean, we already went through it and goes directly to the exercises. Okay, the first exercise is dealing with the isnad of the verb dhahaba. This whole exercise, number one, is only dealing with the verb dhahaba. So every question in this exercise right here, every question that we do is only going to be with the verb dhahaba. We're not going to put any other verbs in here. Okay, another exercise we may, use different verbs, but this one is only going to be with dhahaba. So all we want to see here is, do you know how to correctly put the proper dhamir onto the mudari verb that indicates whether it's first person or second person or third person, whether it's masculine or feminine, singular or plural. Okay, is it mufrad or jam? Is it mudhakkar or mu'annath? Is it mutakallam or mukhatab or ghaib? That's what they want you to be able to identify. So it says akmil al jumla al atiyata, which means what? Complete the following sentences. Bi wada'i al fi'li dhahaba. By putting the verb dhahaba. So they only want you to use one verb, dhahaba, fil mudari'i. Put it in the mudari form, present form. Ba'da isnadihi, after connecting it ila الضميري المناسبي, connecting it to the suitable or appropriate or fitting pronoun, the pronoun that fits there, that's appropriate for that space. Okay, so you're going to put a mudari verb from the verb ذهب, a mudari form that has the correct ضمير مناسب, يعني الضمير المناسب. Alright, so read the sentence and fill in the space with the correct verb form. First one. نعم صلاح الدين. طيب في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة يا عائشة؟ يا عائشة. Okay, why is it تذهبين؟ Huh? Second person, feminine singular. أنتي تذهبين. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. تسافر اليوم أو رجعت اليوم؟
ما رجعت.
طيب بارك الله فيكم. عليكم السلام. في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة يا عائشة؟ مخاطب. طيب, what does this mean? في أي ساعة تذهبين؟ Naam. Which hour are you going to the university or Aisha? Okay, number two. Naam, Abdul Karim. نعم الطلاب يذهبون إلى الملعب بعد الدرس. Okay, how do we know it's يذهبون? How do we know that it should be يذهبون? Because طلاب masculine plural. Okay, third person masculine plural. طلاب هم يذهبون. What does it mean? الطلاب يذهبون إلى الملعب بعد الدرس. Went, mudari, they are going.
Yeah, they're going. I mean, the student's going to the playground.
To the playground.
After the lesson.
The students are going to the playground after the lesson. Okay, number three, Thalatha, Abdul Haq. Yawma wa? Anam. I was just trying to hear the vowel on the end. يوم الجمعة فقط. Okay. What does it mean? أنا أذهب إلى السوق يوم الجمعة فقط. I go to the market on Jumu'ah only. يوم الجمعة فقط. Only on يوم الجمعة. نعم.
نعم.
Yeah, Yawma is Mansoob. Why is it Mansoob? Huh? Because it's Mafulun Fihi. Zarf Az-Zaman. It's indicating the time of the action. When is the action taking place? Yawma al-Jumu'ati. Tayyib, Ana Azhabu. Tayyib, number four, Arba. Who wants it? You want to take the next one too? Go ahead. Taib, he said, Mata yadhabuna. Should it be third person, yadhabuna? Should be, he's talking directly to them. Ya ikhwan. You talking directly means second person. Second person has to be with ta. Naam, Mata tadhabuna. لزيارة المدير يا إخوانو means second person. I'm talking directly to them. Second person with ta. Third person with ya. متى تذهبون أنتم يا إخوانو. أنتم talking directly to y'all. أنتم. Yeah. When? When are you all going to visit the mudir, oh brothers?
So he didn't use the mustaqbil?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Because it already indicates, mata indicates.
No.
It can't be you already went. You can't say, when did you already go?
So tadhhab.
Huh? No, it's mata tadhhabuna. أنتم متى أنتم تذهبون? When are you going? It's in the question form. There's no need for it here. It's clear that it, what the meaning of it is, because it's a mudari verb. If it was a madi verb, it would indicate past tense. نعم تذهبون. Okay, number five. نعم موسى. نعم أمي تذهب هي تذهب هي third person feminine singular أمي تذهب إلى المستشفى كل يوم لأنها مريضة كل يوم is مفعول في ظرف الزمان. When is the action of going taking place? كل يوم. نعم Yeah, kulla is the mafulun fihi here because naib, it's taking the place of the actual word that's indicating time. Whenever you have a word like kulla or ba'adha, or jami'a, any kind of word that's connected to the actual word that indicates time, in idafa to it, then that word takes the place of the word that indicates time. Okay, so you say, kulla yawmin, or ba'ad ayyamin, or jami'a al-ayyam. That word jami'a is taking the place of the word that indicates time, or ba'ad, or kullu, or whatever. Okay? So in that case, it will have to be mansub with fatta, يعني مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان نائب عن taking the place of the word indicating the time. وعليكم السلام. What time does it come in? What time does it come in? Okay, it comes in 4:20? And then they will pray at 4:30, inshallah, I guess. I don't know. Is that what's written up there on the board, 4:30? It looks like it's written up there, 4:45. That's what's written on the board. I mean, I can't see well, but I can see that. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, they have written 4:45, the Iqamah. Yusalli 4:45, inshallah. Al-Khamisa illa al-Rubba.
So the Kulu, makes it take Majroor, huh?
It's Mansub, you mean?
I mean, it's Mansub, but...
Yeah, because it's Maf'ulun Fihi. It's indicating the time when this action is taking place. Kulla yawmin. Every day.
Yeah, but I'm saying the kulu that makes it come. That it looks like majrur.
Not majrur, mansub.
I mean, it's mansub in general. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's taking kesef tain, right?
What's taking kesef tain? Yawm?
No. Yeah, yawm.
Oh, yawm. It's mudaf ilay.
Yes, mudaf. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mudaf ilay.
Because in the other one we were reading, what was that? When we said fi suki, yawma, because of.
Yeah, because yawm is maf'ulun fi, and it's connected to another word that's in idafa with. But the first word of this idafa construction is mansub. Yawma al-jumu'ati. Kulla yawmi. You could say kulla jumu'ati. Okay? But in any case, it's in idafa. So the second word is going to be majrur. Naam. It's going to be majrur because of idafa. Naam. Tayyib. What number are we up to? Six? Number six, Naam. Naam, Abu Bakr.
It's here also, Kulla Masai.
Huh?
It's also here, Kulla Masai.
Oh, Kulla Masai is a different word, huh?
Kulla Masai. So,
okay, next one, number six. Who wants it? Yeah, Abu Bakr, go ahead. كل مساء. نعم. تذهبنا. يرحمك الله. تذهبنا means what? That you are dressing feminine, plural, second person. أنتن أتذهبنا إلى المكتبة كل مساء. يا بناتي. How do you know it's feminine plural? يا بناتي. So it means you're talking directly to him. It's أنتن. Okay? أتذهبنا أنتن إلى المكتبة كل مساء يا بناتي. What does it mean? Are you all going to the library? Every evening? Oh, my daughters. Okay, number seven. نعم تفضل
لما لا تذهب الى المطار معنا يا عباس
نعم what's the vowel on يا عباس
يا عباس
نعم لما لا تذهب إلى المطاعي معنا يا عباس. What is the meaning? Why didn't you go in the past tense? Why are you not going? Why will you not go to the airport with us, O Abbas? أنت لما لا تذهب أنت لما لا تذهب معنا أنت يا عباس. نعم. Number 8. نعم عبد الكريم. نحن تذهب تاء is for second person. أيوة نعم. فضل 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 فضل. نحن. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on a second. أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله. شهدنا إلى الله. شهدنا إلى الله. شهدنا محمد رسول الله. شهدنا محمد رسول الله. حول ولا قوة. نعم.
أوكي. نحن نذهب إلى الجامعة بسيارة الأجرة.
أجرة.
أجرة.
نعم. نحن نذهب إلى الجامعة بسيارة الأجرة. What does it mean?
We are going to the university.
بسيارة الأجرة.
By car.
What is أجرة? سيارة الأجرة. لا 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 سيارة الأجرة. It's a type of سيارة. What kind of car?
Taxi.
نعم. Car. You gotta give. You gotta pay something. Pay a fee.
You know what,
taxi.
سيارة
الأجرة.
أجرة.
Taxi. نعم.
Yeah, yeah, taxi.
Number nine. نعم صلاح الدين.
أبي يذهب إلى المصنع في الساعة العاشرة.
نعم. أبي هو يذهب إلى المصنع في الساعة العاشرة. What does it mean?
He went? He's going to the factory. At 9 o'clock.
In the tenth hour. 10 o'clock. My father goes to the factory at 10 o'clock. Sabahan, inshallah. Not at night. نعم أبي يذهب. Number 10. نعم عبد الحق.
يذهب إلى المدرسة
بالحافلة. نعم أخواتي هن. We talking about third person feminine plural. أخواتي يذهبن إلى المدرسة بالحافلة. What does it mean?
They
My sisters are going to school, or they go to school by bus. Okay, exercise number two. التمرين الثاني. أكمل الجملة الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب في الفراغ. أكمل الجملة الآتية means what? Complete the following sentence. بوضع فعل. By putting a verb. Which type of verb? مضارع مناسب. Suitable present tense verb. في الفراغ. In the spaces, in the blank spaces. Okay, number one. نعم عبد الكريم.
تدرس
اللغة
العربية يا سعيد
سيدي نعم أتدرس اللغة العربية يا سيدي أتدرس أنت تدرس تعرف نعم number two يا عبد الحق
نحن نلعب كرة القدم كل مساء
every evening نحن نلعب كرة القدم what's كرة القدم football كل مساء every evening number three نعم أبو بكر في معاهد الجامعة تلعبون يا إخوان أنتم تلعبون نعم Number four, أربعة.
التجار يفتحون دكاكينهم في الساعة التاسعة.
نعم، التجار يفتحون. التجار هم right plural هم يفتحون دكاكينهم في الساعة التاسعة. That means what? The merchants open their shops at 9 o'clock. Number 5. خمسة. نعم عبد الكريم.
يكتب المدرس
نعم يكتب يعني هو المدرس يكتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة What does it mean? The teacher writes or is writing the lesson on the board Number 6 ستة صلاح الدين
أخوات حمزة يدرسنا بالجامعة
أخوات حمزة نعم What did you say?
أخوات حمزة يدرسنا
يدرسنا بالجامعة أخوات هن right? Feminine plural third person هن يدرسنا بالجامعة نعم What does it mean?
The daughters of Hamza
نعم
The daughters of Hamza
study or are studying in the Jamia. Tay, why do we say Akhawatu Hamzata? Akhawatu Hamzata? Why is it taking fatha? It's Mamnu Min al-Sarf. Tay, so if it's Mamnu Min al-Sarf, so what? What does that mean? That it has to take fatha?
No, it's can't take
Kesra. Why should it take Kesra in the first place?
It's in the place of Kesra.
What place of Kesra is it in? It's following a Harf Jar or what? نعم الإضافة نعم مضاف إلي أخوات حمزة حمزة مضاف إلي مجرور وعلامة جره فتى لماذا فتى لأنها ممنوع من الصرف نعم number 7 7 نعم عبد الحق
أنا أقرأ كل صباح.
طيب أنا أقرأ القرآن كل صباح. What does it mean? I read the Quran every morning. Number 8. نعم يا عبد الكريم. يا عبد الكريم.
في أي محطة
محطة
تجرون يا أخي.
نعم في أي محطة. What did you say? Which verb did you put there?
I put تخرج.
Oh, تخرج. Okay, it should be in the محطة. What do you do in the محطة? تنزل.
تنزل.
نعم. تنزلوا. تنزلوا. أنت تنزلوا يا أخي. في أي محطة تنزلوا. Number 9. 9. Number 9.
ثلاثة لغات.
What is لغات? Plural of لغة. نعم. Read it.
أخي.
أختي هي تعرفين وأنت تعرفين. Should it be here or auntie? Are you talking to her or talking about her? Talking about her. So it's third person. Okay, he said, أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. تعرف. It's تعرف because it's third person you're talking about. هي تعرف. أنت تعرفين. But here is not أنت, it's هي. You're not talking directly to her, talking about her. Okay, number 10, عشرة. Number 10. نعم, صلاح الدين.
من أي ذات تسمعنا الأخبار يا فتيات.
نعم, من أي إذاعة تسمعنا الأخبار يا فتيات. What does it mean?
From which station?
نعم, from which station are you listening or do you listen to the أخبار, to the news, يا فتيات. Oh, young ladies. نعم. And the previous one was أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. My sister, she knows 3 languages. Okay, exercise number 3. تمرين الثالث. صحح. This is the last exercise. Because the fourth one we already did in the beginning of the lesson. Fourth one was that explanation of مضارع verbs. This is the end of the lesson. Exercise number 3. تمرين الثالث. صحح الجملة الآتية. صحح. Correct the following sentences. Okay, they're going to give you a sentence, but in the verbs, the mudari verbs, is going to be a mistake. Okay, correct the mudari verb mistake. Huh? Yalla. Read it correctly. Don't read the wrong mistake, just read it correctly. Number 1, Abdul Karim.
Ya Maryam.
أتعرفين
رقم هاتف
مديرتي. نعم. يا مريم. That means talking directly to her, right? يا مريم أتعرفين رقم هاتف المديرة. What does it mean?
Oh,
مريم. Do you know?
Do you know the number, the phone number of the mudir?
Naam, the phone number of the mudir, of the directress, or the principal, or whatever. Number 2. Naam. عبد الحق.
يدخلون الطلاب الفصل قبل يدخلون.
Don't leave it past tense. Don't change that. That's not a verb. That's a masdar. Dukhul. That's a noun. Verbal noun. Qabla?
Qabla dukhul al-mudarris.
Qabla dukhuli. After qabla is mudaf. Qabla and ba'da dukhuli al-mudarrisi. Naam. يدخل الطلاب الفصل قبل دخول المدرسي. يدخل. Why is it يدخل and not يدخلون? Because the verbal sentence is a jumla ismiya, and when the verb comes before the fa'il, even though the fa'il is plural or dual, it's always going to be, the verb is going to be singular. Verb is always going to be singular. Number three. What does it mean anyway? يَدْخُلُ الطُّلَّابُ الْفَصْلِ قَبْلِ دُخُولِ الْمُدَرِّسِ. Meaning is very important. The students enter the classroom before the teacher enters, before the entry of the teacher. Naam. This is from the adab of learning, that the students should always enter before the teacher. Number three. See, if the students come before the teacher, they can play around and stuff until the teacher comes. But if the teacher comes first, they come and they got to get right straight to business. So it pays to come early before the teacher. Taib, number three. Who wants it? Musa.
At-tabibatu. At-tabibatu. Yakhrujna. Min al-mustashfa.
Naam.
Bis-sa'ati wahidati.
Taib. At-tabibatu yakhrujna min al-mustashfa fi as-sa'ati al-wahidati. What does it mean?
The female doctors are leaving the hospital
at
1 o'clock.
Are leaving or going out of the hospital at 1 o'clock. Number four. Naam, Abdul Karim.
Tajlisu
At-talibatu
Yududu fi Al-akhiri.
Naam. Tajlisu At-talibatu Al-jududu fi saf al-akhiri. What does it mean? The new female students are sitting in the last row, the last saf. Naam, number five. Naam, Abdul Haq. طيب أين يذهبنا يا إخوان. This is, you're talking directly to him, second person. Second person has to be ta, right? And it's masculine plural. أين تذهبون يا إخوانو. Number six. What does it mean, أين تذهبون يا إخوانو? Where are you all going, oh brothers? إخوان, oh brothers. نعم. Number six. Number six. Now, Mr. Al-Din. Mix it up a little bit. أختي تدرس هي تدرس في المدرسة الثانوية. What does it mean? تدرس. My sister is studying in the secondary school or high school. Number 7. Naam, Abu Bakr.
Mada
taktubna? Ya banati. Okay, it's feminine. Direct, second person. Antunna taktubna. Number 8. What does it mean? Mada taktubna ya banati?
What are you all writing,
O my daughters? Number 8. Musa.
Mada ta'kulu ya Abbasu?
Mada ta'kulu ya Abbasu? What does it mean?
What are you eating, O Abbas?
What are you eating? Direct, second person, masculine, singular. Anta ta'kulu. Number 9. Now, Abdul Haq. نحن نشرب القهوة كل صباح. نحن نشرب. What does it mean?
Aziz.
See if you can fix this time for me. Thing messed me up today. What does it mean?
We drink coffee every
morning. We drink coffee every morning. Number 10. Number 10. نعم. فضل. Fadl, Sahudin.
Sayarju Abi Mina Riyadh Rosbul Qad.
Naam. Sayarju Abi, yani huwa. Yarhamukallah. Sayarju Abi Mina Riyadh Fil Usbu'i Al Qadimi. What does it mean? My father should return or will return from Riyadh in the coming week, next week. Naam. Fayyib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You know what your homework is, right? Write out the exercises from this lesson. That's the end of the lesson. Unless you want to stay after Salat, no problem. You're welcome. You can sit and read. No problem, I'm here. Okay, homework. Write out the exercises that we did in the class. Read the key and the dialogue for the next lesson. Read the key and the dialogue for the next lesson. And look at the exercises for the next lesson, inshallah. We're going to go to the next lesson in the next class. And inshallah, hopefully we're going to do that lesson next week. But please, do some homework.